Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Final seconds, no fouls to give. Halliburton looking. Halliburton driving. Pulls off, jump shot. Halliburton does it again.
I mean, last night was one of the strangest games I can remember watching, and at the same time, it was thrilling. Thrilling. You're missing out if you're not watching the NBA playoffs, and game one of the NBA finals was memorable. It was not memorable if you had Oklahoma City laying 9.5 like I did last night. Good morning, everybody. We will get to game one last night in Oklahoma City in an incredible game in which the Thunder led for exactly 0.3 tenths of a second for the entire game, but the 0.3 of a second that mattered the most. But before we get to last night's game in detail, man, some of you are worked up over this Terry McLaurin situation. You know, we had the report yesterday from Jordan Schultz that Terry is frustrated with the lack of contract, the lack of a contract extension at this point. I guess there were others that kind of reported it as well. Some of you have told me that. I don't have all of the other outlets that have reported some level of, you know, consternation over this from Terry's side. You know, I'll just tell you what Ben said yesterday, and I totally agree with him. Tommy said it as well in my podcast. This is an agent, more likely than not, just trying to give Terry, you know, a little bit of leverage, get the fans all worked up, and it's working. This from Gary 01. This is Gary 01 writing, Kevin, if they let Terry leave, this will be the worst look the franchise has had under Josh Harris. Hey, Gary. Terry can't leave. He's under contract. Just so I saw a lot of those come in, like if they let him leave, he can't go anywhere. He could hold out, sure. Doesn't really seem like a Terry move, but he could do that. But he's under contract for the upcoming season. He's not leaving to go anywhere. This from Rob. Sheehan, if they don't extend Terry, watch all of the fan goodwill evaporate in seconds. Really? 14-5? An NFC championship game appearance for the first time in 33 seasons? The most successful season in 3+ decades? And all of the fan goodwill will evaporate if they don't get Terry extended? Really? Wouldn't with me. And then this from Steven, a slightly different take. Steven writes, Scary Terry is a really good receiver, but not worth $30 million a year heading into his 30s. Honestly, the only regret they should have if they don't get him signed to a contract extension is that they should have been aggressive in free agency and gone out and got Devontae Adams. Thank you. And so many more of you that are really worked up over the Terry situation. Look, it's June 5th, June 6th. I get it. Okay, what else are we going to be worked up over? They didn't just play a game and blow a 15-point lead in the fourth quarter like Oklahoma City did last night. But I'll just say what I said yesterday. This will happen. And we don't need to get all worked up on June 5th, June 6th. Okay, we are still, you know, 7 weeks away from the beginning of training camp. He missed missed mandatory minicamp in 2022. He did not show up. He got fined. And then they got the deal worked out on June 28th. We're still 22 days before the last time he was extended. And by the way, the last time he was extended, there was a lot of true urgency to get it done because he was basically the best thing we had. You know, so I can't imagine that Terry McLaurin is not going to be on the roster opening day under a new contract. But there is a chance he could be on the opening day roster with 1 year left on his deal. That's possible if they don't work anything out. Terry's not going to hold out. He does have a lot of leverage. Sure, you know why he's got a lot of leverage? Because they drafted Jaden Daniels last year. You may have heard of him. And they won 14 games. And they're going to try to win the Super Bowl this year. This is not a team coming off 8-9 or 9-8 just hoping for a winning season and some improvement and some gains. No, they're all in. And they think they have a chance. And by the way, they do. And Terry is integral to that effort to try to win the Super Bowl next year. So he does have some leverage. You know, he's not dealing with a team that, you know, isn't a contender. We're talking about our team being a contender now, a legitimate contender to win the whole thing. But they need him. They do. They need five much more than they need 17. But they need 17. They absolutely do. I think it's an interesting conversation, and we talked about this yesterday, because in most cases, when you've got a guy like Terry, who is clearly a very good receiver, he's not in the Jefferson Chase class. He just isn't. I know some of you want to put him there. Some of you, you know, want to make sure that he is described as like an elite wide receiver. He's not. He's excellent, though. I wouldn't have him in tier three as Pro Football Focus did. I'd have him in a large group of kind of six, seven, eight tier two receivers that you could probably mix and match and put in any order on any given day that you feel, you know, strongly one way or the other about them. I think that combined with the fact that he's not Chase and he's not Jefferson, and he's not CeeDee Lamb at 26 years old or A.J. Brown at a younger age, I think that makes it an interesting dilemma. I don't even want to say it's a dilemma because I don't view it to be a dilemma for the team. But I think in most cases, teams would be, you know, discerning. They would make sure that they felt like you're not paying for past performance. Okay, this is not what this business is about. You know, this is every year is a new year. You're trying to figure it out. You know, you're not paying for what Terry did last year. You're paying him for what he will do in the future. You know, I would imagine years as much as dollars are a part of these conversations. Like, how comfortable are they giving him maybe 4 years tacked on to the one that he's got left? You know, I don't know. I mean, I would imagine that's a big part of the conversation. But it's, you know, it makes it a little bit trickier when a guy is heading into his 30 and older years and probably wants top 3 to 5 money. You know, that's probably where they are right now. They're like, look, even if we viewed you as top 3 to top 5, you're not 26, you're 30. You're going to be 30. And so heading into this season. So there's got to be a little bit of give there. Because we can't be strapped with a massive cap hit when you're 33 years old and not the same player. This will get worked out, people. I'd be shocked if it didn't. I don't know anything, okay? I'm not telling you that I know anything. I'm just telling you that he's such a good player. He's so important to what they're trying to accomplish now and in 2026, 2027. He is the perfect locker room culture leader. You know, I don't think Terry McLaurin's the face of the franchise. There's now one face of the franchise, okay, and that is their quarterback. Jaden Daniels has become the face of the franchise. If there isn't, you know, a face of a franchise. I mean, even the greatest teams of all time. I mean, Brady and Belichick were faces of franchise. I guess Mahomes and Reed are two faces of the Kansas City Chiefs. Right now, most people know the Washington Commanders, painful to say, because of Jaden Daniels, not Terry McLaurin. But God, he's so good, and he's such a good person and a good part of a winning formula. It'll get done. We don't need to start talking about worst look and watch all the fan goodwill evaporate in seconds. First of all, that's not true, Rob. There's no way all of this fan goodwill would evaporate in seconds if they didn't extend Terry McLaurin before the final season remaining on his contract. And Gary 01, he can't leave. He's under contract. They could trade him. He could hold out. But he can't leave. It's not like he can go sign with another team. Doesn't work that way. But no, fan goodwill evaporating in seconds? Come on, man. We just had the most incredible 4.5 months following this football team and rooting for this football team that we've had in 33 years, if you're, you know, 33 or older, and the first time and the best time you've ever had for many of you in following this team. No, it would not. It would not fall apart if they didn't extend Terry. And they will. I'd bet big money that they will. I bet big money last night, Max, on Oklahoma City.
Oh, no.
-9.5. Actually, to be honest with you, I bought the hook and had it at -9. I felt so good about it, too. And watching the first half,
yeah,
I felt great about it.
You feel real good, huh?
Yeah, and by the way, they're 11.5-point favorites in game two.
Ooh.
Now, you get that occasionally, you know, in a series where the road team comes in, steals game one. There's this sense that maybe that team feels satisfied with getting the split, and in game two, they'll get run. I still think a 2-point difference tells you a lot about what the books think about what they watched last night. And even though this has been a trend for Indiana, they view it as flukish and not repeatable. Of course, Indiana's been repeating it for the entirety of this offseason. You know, a couple of numbers from last night, if you're not familiar with what happened. First of all, they were down 15 in the fourth quarter. They were down 9 with 3 minutes to go. Teams in the NBA Finals entering game one last night, down by 9 or more points in the final 3 minutes of the NBA Finals since 1971, were 0-182. 0-182. The Pacers now, in this postseason, have essentially cheated death 4 times. All right? They were down 7 with 37 seconds to go against the Bucks and won. They were down 7... with 54 seconds to go against the Cavaliers and won. They were down 14 in Madison Square Garden in game one with just around 3 minutes to go and won. And then last night, they were down 9 with 3 minutes to go, down 15 earlier in the quarter and came back and won. I'm not a big fan of the win probability in-game stuff. It's just, you know, whatever. I don't follow it. I'm watching the game. I have a sense of what the win probability is. I don't need it, you know, mathematically spelled out for me. But they have, in 4 different games in this postseason, cheated death. They were done. Now, we've talked about this throughout the NBA playoffs. It is strange, but it's explainable that the NBA is much different than it was, you know, 20 years ago. 20 years ago, what currently is, you know, a 20-point lead was a 10-point lead. Yesterday's, you know, today's 20-point lead was yesterday's 10-point lead. It is not over, you know, it's not something you can't overcome. It gets overcome all the time, regular season, postseason. The reasons for it, multi. One, the three-point shot, the length of the three-point shot, and the increased, you know, effectiveness and high percentages of made three-pointers. Two, you can't stop anybody in the NBA. It's almost impossible to stop somebody. You saw one of the greatest defensive halves in NBA playoff history last night, but the Pacers still ended up scoring 111 points in the game. You just can't stop people and just completely shut them down. Last night, what Oklahoma City did in the first half, if they had played a team 20 years ago the way they played Indiana in the first half, that team would have scored 50 points in the game. Seriously, it would have been in the 50s. And then thirdly, you just have the extension of these games with so many opportunities to rest, so many timeouts, so many reviews, which just gives teams more of an opportunity to come back without being, you know, exhausted, physically exhausted and spent like perhaps they used to. Last night, Indiana became the first team to have 19 turnovers before halftime and win. It was the most turnovers before halftime since 2000 in an NBA playoff game. So we'll take a break. When we come back, I want to get into some of last night's game. If you want to weigh in, we'll open up phone lines 301-230-0980. Your thoughts on last night's amazing comeback again by the Pacers in the postseason. Anything you want to say in recapping game one, we'll open up phone lines 301-230-0980. But when we come back, before we get to your calls, I'll give you my recap of what happened and talk about what needs to happen for Oklahoma City to get this series back on track in Game 2. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
바깥에 없이가요, 없이가요.
자, 언더독, 언더독인 인디애나가 익숙한 상황을 맞이한다. 할리버튼,
할리버튼 프로!
버튼을 흔들어!
우와!
우와! 할리버튼! 와우! 0.3초!
0점에 담긴 인디애나가! 아이고, 아주 아버지죠.
That was the Korean call of last night's finish. Tyrese Halliburton over not Lou Dort. Because Rick Carlisle is a hell of a coach, and you don't call a timeout and allow Oklahoma City to set their defense. They did not call a timeout after they got the stop that they needed, and they let Halliburton work against Cason Wallace, who was also a good defender, but he's not Lou Dort. We'll try to get as many international calls of the final last night as we can. Max is hard at work on that. Phone lines are open, 301-230-0980. If you want to weigh in on the NBA Finals, we will. You know, many of you said, can we just start talking about Terry? We'll take calls on Terry today, I promise you. We will take calls on Terry today. But we're not doing that to start the show. If you have a reaction to what you watched last night, 301-230-0980. If you didn't watch last night, I'm not going to lecture. I'm just telling you, if you're a sports fan and you like basketball, you're missing out if you have some sort of preconceived notion of what the NBA is, because it is a completely different product in the postseason, and it's awesome. Real quickly, I will digress for 1 second on a Terry topic. Neil in Rockville. Terry should be paying them to be able to play with Jaden. Of course, he's exaggerating, but certainly Jaden Daniels set Terry up for a really, really nice payday. He earned it, though. He was awesome. Okay, both things can be true. All right, before we get to phones on this, I said that it's one of the strangest games I've seen in a long time because there was never a moment for me in watching this game that I didn't think that Oklahoma City was going to win and cover. They were favored by 9.5. I bought the hook. I had them laying 9. I was never worried. I was a little bit annoyed that they had not done what they had done to other teams when they had played defense that way and, you know, lengthened the lead to 25 or 30, because that's really what it should have been based on what they were doing defensively in the first half. They should have been up by 25 at halftime, 30 in the third quarter, instead of just hovering somewhere between 10 and 15 the entire time. But there was never a moment, if you watch this game, that you thought that Oklahoma City would lose the game. My God, I didn't think there was a way they wouldn't cover the game. Because the other thing that was happening during the course of the game is that you could see Indiana was kind of starting to get physically overwhelmed and tired. But wrong. I was dead wrong. And certainly I am aware, which is why I said Indiana is a much better matchup in these finals for Oklahoma City than the Knicks are. And I predicted 5, but I said they could win 2. I predicted OKC in 5, still alive. But I said, you know, if Indiana won 2, it wouldn't shock me. But if they won the series, it would shock me. And the reason Indiana can, you know, compete here is they can really score, man. And when they go small with Siakam at the 5, everybody on the floor can shoot it. Everybody on the floor, no matter who's out there actually, can shoot it for them. I mean, Thomas Bryant, the old wizard, who, by the way, looks like he's 3 inches shorter and 35 pounds slimmer. He's got a great stroke. He's knocked down some big shots for them in their last two games. I mean, Toppin was huge with big threes. Neesmith, Nembhard. God, Nembhard played so well for them down the stretch. Obviously, Halliburton, Siakam is big. But I'll start with this. The first half of that game was the I want to be careful because I don't want to just live in the most recent thing that I saw, but it is up there with the most hellacious defensive performances by a team in the first 24 minutes of an NBA game that I've ever seen or that I've seen in a long time. And the context for this, people, is that it's really hard. If you watch NBA basketball, it is really hard to shut teams down. They're just, there's the skill level is just so outrageous offensively. You just can't stop teams from scoring. You know, Indiana's a talented offensive team. They were averaging 117 points a game in these playoffs. You're not going to, a great defensive performance might hold them to 95, 100, 105, not 77. You know, that's not possible. But what you saw in the first half, a record number of turnovers for a team in the first half, 19. I was watching some of the early morning programming and some of the late night stuff. I talked to Scott this morning. He hosted the post game with Legs, and then they had a bunch of people coming in. He did a great interview, by the way, with Tyrese Haliburton after the game. Did you see it?
Yes, and I have some audio from it talking about what was on the card.
We'll play it in a bit. There are various people that would come on and say things like, all Indiana had to do was just stop turning the ball over. They weren't turning the ball over, like, carelessly. The ball was being taken from them consistently. Oklahoma City in the first half had 11 steals. 11 steals in a half. The other 8 turnovers were all forced. There were another 4 to 5 to 6 near steals. The deflections that they get, the long arm knocking the ball, getting in passing lanes, the physical man-to-man on-ball defending. If you love basketball at any level, to watch Oklahoma City play defense, it is just, it's bliss to watch them defend. They switch consistently because every player on the floor, 1 through 9, 1 through 10, can guard any position. I mean, their best defender, I think Lou Dort's their best defender, but if he's not, Alex Caruso is. He comes off the bench. They had 11 steals. Indiana couldn't just stop turning the ball over. It's not like they were choosing to turn it over. Were they a little jittery? Sure. Oklahoma City should have been a little jittery as well. It's not like they had a lot of, you know, NBA Finals experience. It's game one for a lot of players that have never been on this stage, you know, in this particular moment. Oklahoma City took the ball from them. Every single time down court, it was like, oh my God, there's another steal. You know, I think some of the turnovers were just called turnovers and not steals, but they were close to steals. I mean, the deflections, the balls getting knocked out of hands, the stepping into passing lanes, the block shots, it was dominant. Dominant. Indiana still scored 45 points on 18 less possessions in the first half, and they were only down 12. And they should have been down 25 to 30. Oklahoma City's done this consistently where they have just taken the ball away from the other team and said, no, you're not getting a shot off. You're going to be so rattled if we don't steal it from you, you're going to turn it over. And then they're up 30 and 40. They've been up 50 a couple of times in this postseason. But they weren't. They were up 12. And the reason they were only up 12 is they didn't take advantage of the steals and the turnovers. They only had 9 points at halftime off of 19 turnovers, of which 11 were steals. Some of the steals were at the rim. They weren't necessarily out, you know, on the perimeter, where typically a steal will end up in a dunk or a layup. They didn't take advantage of them. Why? They missed a lot of easy shots. They missed a lot of shots at the rim. They missed a lot of open threes. But I think, personally, there was discussion, and I thought it was a good point by Richard Jefferson early, that Indiana just needed to take a deep breath and just kind of slow down. They play fast, but they were playing too fast. I think it was more, and I'm convinced of it, it was much more just Oklahoma City was just taking, you know, their lunch money on most possessions. I thought Oklahoma City needed to slow down offensively. I thought they took too many quick shots, too many 1 to 2 players touching the ball shots. They could have, off of all of those extra possessions and all of, you know, out of the 19 turnovers, and by the way, they also had like 4 block shots in the first half, something like that. They could have made Indiana work more defensively. They could have shortened the game a little bit more. You know, and I think it's one of those things moving forward. Oklahoma City is going to play great defense, and Indiana is going to make some shots. But Oklahoma City can't waste the great defense by giving the ball back quickly on the other end. Make them work after they've turned it over or after you've picked them clean. Make them work defensively. Shorten the game. They have a lot of guys that can score. They have a lot of guys that can score. Siakam, Nesmith, Turner, Nembhard, Halliburton, Toppin, Mathurin. Who am I missing? What's his face can shoot it off the bench. Shepard has got great range. McConnell is such a great playmaker. I mean, last night they ended up with 6 players in double figures. You know, this was a team effort in their comeback. But I think, in many ways, Indiana wants to play fast. Oklahoma City is going to lock them down. They're going to be more steals and more turnovers. That's just the way they play. You just can't get what you want more often than not. So don't give them 82 shot attempts in a game in which they ultimately ended up with 24 total turnovers. You know, because make that 77 total. You take 6 possessions away and it's ball game. I thought Oklahoma City played too fast at times. Look, they got comfortable with this team is, you know, they can't score against us. We can rip it from them anytime we want, but they didn't take advantage of it. 9 points on 19 turnovers, 11 of which were steals, is not good. That needed to be, think about that, right? 19, the possibility was 57 points if they all ended up in threes, but somewhere between 38 and 57 points. But at 50%, you're talking about somewhere between 19 and 28.5 points. And off of turnovers, you're usually going to shoot a higher percentage because typically it results in a runout and a break opportunity. A lot of the steals were in the paint near the rim on drives, but a lot of them were on the perimeter. 9 points they ended up with. They basically made 4 shots. That should have been another 15 points game over. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I didn't think he played well last night. That may be a total contrarian view. He had 38 points on 14 to 30 shooting. So, you know, he was near 50%. He was 3 for 6 from behind the arc, 7 of 8 from the free throw line. He had 3 steals, by the way, defensively. He only turned it over twice. I didn't think it was – I've watched every single SGA game in this postseason, and I didn't think that was a great game from him. I thought, first of all, he had a chance to close the game at the end, and he didn't, and that is the shot that you want there at the end. He got to his spot and hit, you know, in that mid-range, had that fade away, and he was just a little strong with it. The possession before, that was a hell of a block by Siakam. I think he had a pass that he could have made on that. He also made some big shots down the stretch, but I thought it was a C game. 38 points? You know, just 2 turnovers, shooting 14 to 30. He was super aggressive in the first half. But I didn't think he was great. I thought he was okay. You know, I didn't think Jalen Williams was good enough last night. He missed so many shots and a lot of shots at the rim. Holmgren's got to end up with more than 6. He missed several shots at point-blank range. What was he for the game? 2 of 9. I would bet you 3 of those were point-blank. You should have been easy buckets. I thought Dort was amazing. I thought Hartenstein played really well. I thought Caruso was solid. But he missed some open threes, which he's been knocking down. Now, as far as Indiana goes, Halliburton was incredible, man, at the end. He was, and he's been that. He is super big-time clutch. And he was not great during the game. He was, look, the numbers won't say that this was his best game, and it wasn't his best game. But the truth is, the only way Indiana is going to do another three times what they did last night is the way they did it last night, which is have six guys end up in double figures. That was a team effort. Halliburton had 14 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists. He had 3 turnovers. He got picked once cleanly on a drive. He didn't, you know, take that many shots. He was 6 of 13. But, man, when it mattered, like it's been with him throughout this postseason, God, he was good. That shot at the end, they had total trust in him, and why wouldn't they? You know, he does a really good job of creating space even on great defenders. Now, I'm sure OKC would have preferred Lu Dort to have been the man covering Halliburton on that final play. And there was, you know, some screen action and some switch, but Dort was out of that play, and it ended up being Cason Wallace, number 22, who guarded him. Dort is arguably, you know, a top five defender in the league. Did he make the first team All-NBA defensive team? Look that up and tell me who was on that team. And tell me where Caruso was. They're ridiculous defensively. But I think moving forward, you saw Oklahoma City. They're not going to all of a sudden not defend. They're the best defensive team we've seen since maybe the Pistons, the bad boy Pistons, in the postseason. The results, you know, the quantifiable results back that up. But I think they have to themselves slow down a little bit after they get these possessions. Maybe shorten the game a little bit. Indiana, you're not going to stop from scoring completely. They're just too good. I still like Oklahoma City to win the series. My prediction of 5, no, I think Indiana will certainly get another one. You know, and I think that the next one they get could be like a 135-131 shootout kind of a game. I'm expecting one of those in this series. But I still think Oklahoma City is the better team. Minus 325, they're still a sizable favorite to win this series. All right, 301-230. What else did I have on my notes? Toppin, Nembhard was really, in many ways, the unsung hero for Indiana. He did such a great job handling the basketball because there was so much emphasis on Halliburton, and then he made some big shots. Man, this is what they do, man. It doesn't matter what the score is. They can end up making shots, and I'm talking about threes in waves. They were 18 of 39. From behind the arc. They shot 46.2% against the best defensive team in the postseason. The issue, of course, is you're going to have to make some defended shots, which they did. I mean, Turner banked one in from three, and you're going to have to hope that when they rip it from you, they don't score at the rate that they had been coming into last night's game. Because if they turn turnovers into points at the rate that they had been before last night, that's a 20-point loss for Indiana. That was the key to the game. To me, ultimately, OKC did not turn their defense into enough offense. All right, 301-230-0980. I see you on hold. Sabah's on hold. We haven't talked to Sabah in a while. Ross, Nick, Rudy, anybody else that wants to weigh in, we've got an open line at 301-230-0980. NBA Finals Game 1 reaction. We will get to Terry. We'll get to that. We'll talk some Aaron Rodgers today. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
All right, Aaron Rodgers finally signs a one-year deal with the Steelers just a week ahead of minicamp. Tyrese Halliburton hit the game winner last night as the Pacers beat the Thunder by a score of 111-110. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 38 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 assists, and Halliburton with the game winner, like I said, 14 points, 10 rebounds, and 6 assists. The Nats, they fall by a score of 7-1. To the Chicago Cubs, Jake Irvin gives up 8 hits, 3 earned runs on 5 innings pitched. The Nats will get going tonight against the Texas Rangers. at 6:45. Pregame will be at 6:15 with Charlie and Dave on the call. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980 and hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that's what's trending.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The other night on the show, I put my hand up and I said, look, I was late to the party on it.
Yeah, you're a real one for that.
Well,
yeah, I heard that. You're a real one for that. A lot of your counterparts won't admit that now.
Now I'm going to give myself a little wiggle room here and say you guys are under 500 at Christmas. Am I right?
We were rough.
So were you bad at the start?
We were.
So all I said is I was a little late to the party.
But I put my hand up. We were late to the party, too.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to be I'll be a real one right now. Every single note I had on this card getting ready for this show was about Oklahoma City this game, and I'm sitting here with you. It's an amazing show that you all are putting on, and the belief is amazing to watch as well. I appreciate you taking the time. Thanks so much. Tyrese Halliburton.
Scott, last night with Halliburton on his show down in Oklahoma City following the game. 301-230-0980 if you want to weigh in on the NBA Finals. I've given you my thoughts. Look, I never thought for a moment, even though I've watched throughout, and I know what Indiana's capable of, I just thought that Oklahoma City was, for certainly the first 38 minutes, 42 minutes, the much better team. It was not reflected on the scoreboard. I admit that. They should have been up 30. And in every other game, the way they played in the first 24 to 36 minutes, they have been up by 25 or 30. Last night, they just couldn't make their defense turn into enough offense. I think that was the key to the game more than anything else. Sabah, first in today? It's been a while. Go ahead. I know you love hoops.
Oh, thanks, Kevin. Boy, you caught me on my break. I appreciate you. Hey, so glad you're doing well. So that was number one. Get that out of the way. I do consider you a friend, even though we've never personally met. So
I
get that out
that,
there.
Sabah.
Yes, sir. And I tell you, this basketball, I'm tired of everybody, including you, Kevin, you underdoing Halliburton. Halliburton is the best player on Indiana's team. He doesn't need to take the most shots like SGA, shoot all the time, or the Brunson, shoot all the time. It's funny, they score 40 all the time, and they don't ever win anything. So I'm not bought in on OKC. I'm all about Indiana, and when it matters most, Halliburton comes through. I cannot believe he didn't get the MVP in the Eastern Conference Finals. He reminds me of what they were doing to Steph Curry when he was winning the championship just because Kevin Durant showed up. I'm sorry, but Halliburton is the real deal, and he is a star, and I'm not that sold on SGA. And the biggest irony of ironies is that SGA had a chance to do what he does best, mid-range jumper, to seal the deal at the end of the game, missed it. But yet Halliburton, who does a bunch of threes and stuff, he actually beat SGA at his own game hitting that pull-up, too. I love that. I love that. So I'm all excited. I'm all in on this NBA Finals. But I really wanted to give a shout-out to Halliburton.
You know, by the way, I forgot about that. I was shocked that Halliburton was not the Eastern Conference Finals MVP. Siakam was.
That's crazy.
I was completely floored by that. I thought that they got it wrong on that. With that said, look, he is their best player. It's close, though, in my opinion, with Siakam. It's not that I don't like Halliburton, Sabah. I do like Halliburton. I like Halliburton a lot. I clearly love his clutch gene. I just don't consider him to be in that upper echelon of true, you know, NBA stars. But you know what? This time next year, I might feel differently, especially if he hits another, you know, another game winner and they walk off with the Larry O'Brien trophy. He was phenomenal when it mattered the most last night. And I thought his decision making for much of the night, to your point, was outstanding. Thanks for the call. It's good to hear from you. Let's go to Ross in Tampa. Ross, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin, man. I don't know if you heard. I don't know if anybody's told you, but in 49 other states, it's just basketball. Kevin, what's good in the hood?
What's up, Ross?
Hey, that was some of the most suffocating defense I've ever seen an NBA team play in my life. That was prison defense. And it was like, you know, I was kind of resigned to dropping game one. We're going to regroup. But I'm telling you right now, Kevin, they better hope that it's split going back to Indy. That city is ferocious. You go back up 2-0. I'm calling it right now, Kevin. It's going to be a gentleman's sweep. I think we'll get them out of there in five. If they lose on Sunday, it's a wrap. This team is too damn good to drop a lead like that against a team as ferocious as OKC, and I mean that. That's all I got on that. I don't want to talk about Terry. I'm not here to call about Terry, but he's just too busy celebrating his hometown team doing what nobody
right.
thinks
he's
can
from Indianapolis,
do.
Sure.
That's my went whoop my ass in high school football, too. I didn't really appreciate that. But, Kevin, I got two questions for you before I get up off of here. If you're an OKC fan, you're not claiming a championship back in 1979 when they weren't even in the state.
No, they were the Seattle Supersonics, yes.
Yeah, that'd be like the Baltimore Ravens talking about 1964 championships
exactly.
when they were the Browns. It's weird.
Right.
And then and also what you just said to Sabah, and I don't really agree with her all that often, but I agree with her with that call. If the Pacers do close it out, are they another 2004 Pistons to you? Or would you kind of say
that's a good question. I mean, look, you have to take the entirety of the season. And Halliburton was not a top five player throughout the season. He has been an arguable top five player in the postseason, but it wouldn't fit the description that I've stuck with all of these years, which is you can't win a title unless you have a debatable top five player in the league. And Halliburton is not a top five player in the league, in my opinion. So, I think right now, you know, unless he just absolutely dominates and takes over and hits two more game-winning shots and they win 4-1 in a gentleman's sweep, as you just suggested. But I think even then, I can't change the way I felt about him heading into the finals. I think he's a really good player. What was he? Was he all NBA third team? I think
third
he was,
team.
Right? Yeah, third team.
Third team, yeah.
You know, by that definition, he's not top five. I think by the eye test, you're watching him throughout the course of the year, he's not top five. So, Indiana would break that 20, you know, at this point now, that 20-year run of having to have a top five player to win the title. I don't think they're going to win it, though, Ross. I don't. I still think Oklahoma City wins this series. Thanks for the call.
If they lose Sunday, it's over, Kevin. If they lose Sunday, it's over. They can't.
They're not losing Sunday night. They're not losing Sunday night.
We'll see, man.
Thanks, Ross. Appreciate it. Let's go to Nick in Fairfax. Nick, go ahead.
What's up, Kevin? I was just calling because, I mean, that game was insane. I mean, 19 turnovers in the first half, and you're, like, only down 12 at halftime. Like, come on, this got to be a larger deficit. And then you're 8 minutes left in the fourth, and you're just like, here come the Pacer probability charts. I think it was Naismith hits a three with, what, two minutes, 40 seconds left in the game, and that was, like, in Caruso's face, you're like, there's no way they're going to do it again. Halliburton does the magic, and now all of a sudden I'm sitting here, and I'm like, Coach Tibbs, he just got fired. I mean, poor guy. I mean, it just happened to OKC too. So crazy game, crazy ending. Just wanted to give my take.
Yeah, it was such a crazy game. It was unthinkable to me that this would happen. It's hard to say that if you've been watching the NBA playoffs, that any sort of comeback or any sort of massive turnaround within a game is unthinkable, because it happens so often. But last night, man, it just felt like Indiana was on lockdown. Again, though, like I said, I did understand at halftime, if you've watched OKC, the lead's typically 25 to 30, not 12. They weren't turning their defense into enough offense. That's why they lost. Because when you turn somebody over 19 times, and again, they turned them over. These were 11 steals and another 8 forced turnovers. And by the way, another 4 to 5 that were near, that ran the shot clock down, that ended in a bad shot attempt. I mean, you don't even count that stuff because of what their defense created. And they didn't turn it into enough offense. That was the bottom line. I mean, they had 57 at half. It should have been 75 to 45. At halftime, and instead it was 57 to 45. Thanks, Nick. Appreciate it. Rudy in Glen Burnie, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin, good morning. Look, I think in that first half that they, you know, knew that Indiana wanted to get out fast. They wanted to get the ball out fast every time they get the rebound. They were coming from behind them, tipping the ball, stealing the ball from them. And that's when the majority of those turnovers happen. Second half, they changed it up. They're watching their backside, you know, and in the last quarter, the last four possessions, you know, Indiana turned up their defense. You know, they didn't.
Yes, good point, Rudy. Good point.
Yeah, they couldn't score on those last four possessions. They couldn't score. Indiana turned up.
Well, SGA got one bucket there.
They pushed it out harder. Yeah, they pushed it out harder, and you know, that's how they got to get that game. So I think it's going to be a better series than you think, you know, because Indiana does have Nembhard. They have 23 that have played defense on
Naismith,
the Oklahoma City, the star. You know, so I think it's going to be a better series than you think. It may go 7 games before it's over with.
Look, I didn't think so before last night, and you made a really good point that I did not mention. Indiana defensively was outstanding as well in this game. But if you think about the first half, though, with all of the opportunities off turnovers, Oklahoma City did miss a lot of point-blank shots and a lot of open, I mean, wide-open threes with some of their shooters, whether it was, you know, Jalen Williams, who was 1 for 4, or even a guy like Cason Wallace, who was 0 for 3. Caruso missed wide-open corner looks, which are perfect from him. They had some of those, but they didn't knock them down. They've got to turn their defense into offense. And yes, Indiana was better in protecting the ball in the second half. Why was that? In part because they went small. You had Siakam at the 5 for a lot of those minutes, and you know, he can handle the ball, and everybody, when they look, almost any lineup they put on the floor, they can score with. But not every lineup is the best. It was hard for, you know, the other thing we didn't mention is Oklahoma City went with a new lineup to start the game. They went with Wallace instead of Hartenstein, which I thought was really interesting. You know, they were reacting to Indiana before they had even played a game. But again, no chance did I think in watching that first half could Indiana win this game? The only thing that was, you know, gnawing at me was I've watched OKC enough in this postseason. Usually when they are absolutely ripping it from people left and right, they're up 30. They're not up 12. And that's what they didn't do a good job of. Thanks so much for the call, Rudy. Really appreciate it. Let's talk some Terry McLaurin next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.